Stay tuned for your 3CR podcast, featuring interviews from Bundles Fire Radio Show. 3CR is an independent community radio station in Fitzroy, Victoria, on the unceded lands of the Kulin Nation. For more information, go to www.3cr.org.au. Good morning, everyone. Welcome to Bundles Fire. My name's Bungelini, and I'm talking to the warrior Wayne Wharton from Meanjin, I suspect that's where he is. Good morning, Wayne. Thanks for joining us.
Yeah, good morning, my brother. How are you?
Are you in Brisbane, what they call Brisbane?
Yeah, I'm just in Brisbane. I'm just moving. I've got to relocate for a couple of months back out to Cullamulla.
Yeah, that's good.
That's the closest town to my homeland.
Yeah, good. And they got radio there?
Yeah, we're going to start it back up again. Yeah. You remember my older brother, Toppy Apple?
Yeah, of course I do.
Yeah, him and Mullicutt used to run Double X out of Canberra.
Yeah, yeah.
Mission Beat out of Moree. Well, the radio station's named after him at home. And we've just got to start it up again.
Yeah, deadly. I'm thinking about doing something like that in country Victoria here. Like Lake Tyres.
Good.
Yeah.
I'm going to be a great legacy you leave from.
Yeah, we need communications in our local communities, you know, these. The more local you can get, the better.
And we need to maintain that narrative, you know, and don't let the corporate sellouts bloody. They've already done it at the national broadcasting level with NITV and...
Yeah, left us behind.
...radio service. There's that much money for wages, and then the rubbish they produce is absolutely rubbish.
Yeah, it is.
They should be bloody ashamed of themselves for calling themselves Indigenous reporters.
That's right. Now, we got to go back to how it began, mate. You know, I was... You know, back in the old days, you know, there was none of that. NITV didn't exist when the local broadcasters began, and I remember you being involved and Giller, and that's where it all began. And then all these corporate blacks took over. That's what you want to have a yarn about today, isn't it?
And it's McGuinness and Newfellas and all the old mob out of Fitzroy.
Yeah.
And you were doing it on the dole with a couple of public broadcasting bloody recorders and, the Fridays, Mickey and Bill and all them fellas and...
Yeah.
The legends.
Radio Redfern was instrumental back in the day. And
Skid Row.
What was the Brisbane crew called?
They were Murray Hour. They were Rossi and there were a few of them. They all ran out of Triple Z.
Yeah, it was good old days then. That's the beginning of it all.
Now you've got the corporate academics running the radio and the narrative up here. And if you speak anything against Zionists or any other groups, you get your radio station kicked off.
There's
a conflict between the academics up here, the black academics that support Zionism and colonialism, and you've got the ones that are pursuing freedom and humanity.
Oh, God.
Yeah, but it is what it is, and I think it's very good, and I encourage all the young people to pull the black academics that want to support imperialism and Zionism and colonialism, to pull the bastards up.
Yeah, I reckon. You're right.
They'll be only out lateral violence. You tell them to get fucked and they're accountable. Excuse the language.
I reckon you're right, brother. We know we're right. Like, we've seen it coming and been trying to defend ourselves from... what's the difference between Zionism and British Australian colonialism?
Well, it was the British imperialists that gave the Zionists their territory in Africa.
Australia's like a safe haven for it all, too, and Nazis.
It was bloody Winston Churchill that sanctioned it.
Yeah, no, we know. Anyway, they're on there. They're a total failure. They're fascists. So, what is it all about money for our mob?
The black fellows in this country that are trying to defend Christians.
So, what's wrong with them? They weren't there when it meant something to be black.
Yeah.
Hey, Now they're controlling our affairs.
Ratbags. To be black, and now they're demanding that we should respect Christians.
Yeah, respect none of it. We want our human rights recognised.
I can have a conversation with someone like yourself and your listeners.
Yeah, and we got Radical Radio here. I love Free CR. I love Free CR.
Here and Triple Z, I always make time to talk to them. I just praise our old people that we've still got some remnants of truth telling out there, you know.
A bit of spirit left in there. Yeah.
Supporting us and individuals. Like, I'm moving home on the back of a wing and a prayer at the moment, trying to get, you know, we establish a community back home, and it's been a while since I've been away.
And you've been doing a mighty job, Wayne. I tell you, I've just been looking at all the work that you do, and you do it independently, and it's just incredible what one person can do. Really appreciate
it. It's important that we stay. Have our independence too, that NGO independence, brother.
Yeah, absolutely.
I think that's a big thing. And, this whole world that they is built on our graves, it's built on our cemeteries, built on our
Blood.
Our blood. They don't give two shits about where they build their houses, whether it's on you can really understand. Yeah, they're all waiting like parasites at the end of the dump, waiting to move into Gaza to claim land and build
like vultures
communities. They just have no respect for the dead.
No, they're vultures, mate.
They're worse than vultures, brother. They're worse than vultures.
Parasitic
vultures don't have a feed and go away. They stay and raise their children on that same ground.
Well, lots of negatives in there, right? Well, what have you got anything positive? Like, I hear that Garigula's got a gig coming up in the near future.
Sorry, brother?
Garigula, down there at Ardani Mine.
What's that one?
He's having an anniversary I think, 4 years or whatever it is.
Who's that?
Garigula.
You have to enlighten me.
Adrian Birragarba's son.
Oh, right. Yep.
At the Adani mine. He's got a fire there.
Yeah, I admire his courage and his willingness and his strength. I'm going to head up that way. I'm going to try. I haven't been avoiding him, but I'm going to try and make time to get up and see him.
Yeah. No, I'm thinking, well, we're thinking about coming up here, a little crew. He's got an anniversary coming up on the 23rd of August, I think it is.
Yeah.
Out there where he is. I'm not even exactly sure where that is. But
you're thinking about coming up?
Yeah, we're thinking about.
Well, that would be good because we'd take you to visit Warrabinda when you come up.
Yeah, that'd be mad.
And it's not far from there. It's only a couple of hours drive.
Oh, okay. Yeah, true.
And very strong people, the Warrabinda mob, and great community.
So what's happening on the...
On the front?
On the front, yeah.
All on the front.
Elsewhere.
It's, I think we've just seen the Gama situation go on.
Yeah.
And with the Gama situation, we've seen, this is what, we're talking about Gama Festival for bloody hell, and, it's good. I'm not trying to, it's great that they got their thing together and a lot of people support them. But it's 13 communities that are up there. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I do. 13
communities. And
what about the rest of the continent?
13 communities. What about the other 347 nations around the country?
Yeah, well, they're nations. Yeah.
What the Prime Minister doesn't think we're worthy for those to come visit us?
No, it's a photo op for them followers of the politicians to go and...
particularly the youth fellas are fighting good at Tamara and all the wars that your people, took up. And, it's an insult. It's bloody,
Shut that crow up there. He's noisy.
Country that defended themselves against the invasion.
Absolutely. I mean, we know what it's about, Bruce.
But yeah, I don't even like to get brought into it, but I say this for the white people, that you can't manufacture your own narrative.
No. And you support, you know, I support every Aboriginal group across this country with their business.
Yeah.
And if I was a white fella, I'd be thinking about whose land I'm on.
Mm.
You know, 99% of the people in this country don't live in the Arnhem land. They live on our land.
Yep.
Where's the recognition there? They just, you know, it's just a way of avoiding the real issues. And that's what the government does. They get their photo opportunities each year. They got their, their nice photographs of some black fellas, and that suffices. While there's genocide going on, ecocide going on.
They went up to the bloody embassy in Melbourne or the embassy in Brisbane or, you know, out to Cullamulla.
So we've got to have our own. We've got to start doing our own thing, and
I don't think so, Robbie. I think we just maintain the families of the resistance, maintain the truth, because it's a lot harder for those people that are trying to manufacture a narrative, and they keep coming undone all the time. And all the money that they get for their programs, their young men and women are still in the jails and are still suffering.
Doesn't do anything to change the situation.
Well, so, you know, there's another festival that happens up there called the Barunga Festival. No one talks about that, you know, and then those people are trying to do some massive things with their communities, and, you know, it's just pitiful that people don't see it properly.
No. So, well, we're going to just keep marching on anyway, regardless. And we've been down, and we haven't gone away. You know, we've got the truth on our side. We've got the spirit on our side. Sooner or later, no matter what they've done to our people, we're not going to change.
Yeah.
And we'll be here at the end of the day.
I think, you know, the one thing that I really want to say to people is that, you know, when that mob that walked across the bridge, 300,000 walked across the bridge for Palestine the other day, right?
Yeah.
Right? I want to remind them of one thing, is that they all applauded the 13-year-old boys and girls that throw rocks at the palace, at the Israeli army, and they applaud them for their, you know, bravery and everything, and I do too. But when it comes to the young kid in Redfern or Fitzroy or Nala or Woodridge or Alice Springs, that are throwing bricks against the racist shopkeepers and the racist police and the racist redneck townspeople, they call them criminals.
Exactly.
And they turn their back on our young people.
Yeah, exactly.
And they lock them up in jail.
Australia's the biggest hypocrite of all time.
But yeah, you know, I just want to remind that 300,000 people, when they're applauding that Israeli kid for throwing things, don't call our young kids that are throwing rocks and rebelling against the racists in Alice Springs and Inala and Woodridge and everywhere else and label them as criminals when they're freedom fighters.
I agree, brother. That's what's been going on. Hopefully, you know, when, the issue of genocide in Palestine, which is what it is, when people take that on board properly, hopefully they're going to realise what hypocrites and racists they are themselves in this country. Because we've got 250 years of unchecked genocide and terrorism and illegal occupation going on.
You're right.
So hopefully that becomes, you know, when they deal with the issue of genocide in Palestine, they might have a look at themselves in this country and see what hypocrites and racists that they really are here. And in fact, and without places like America and Australia and Britain, Israel wouldn't exist. You know, that's where they're getting their resources and wealth from. You know, is Wales a small little country? How come they got all this power to do what they're doing? And resources, and you know, how can they afford these jets and things like that when, you know, what have they got there that's worth any value? So it's coming from these places, like Australia in particular.
Yeah. Thank you very much.
A safe haven. Australia's a safe haven for Zionists, Nazis, and all other types of fascists.
People have got to look at what happened at the Second World War, right? All the German soldiers, right, they were sent to Brazil. They were allowed to go and migrate to Brazil, right? The Japanese soldiers were allowed to go to Chile. The Italian soldiers that were with Mussolini, that they were allowed to come to Australia.
South Africa. You know,
yeah,
they all came here.
What Churchill and the League of Nations did at the end of the war.
Yep, that's right. So you know, they didn't disappear. They're still here.
It was the same time that, you know, Chamberlain and the League of Nations sanctioned that bit of North Africa for the Israelis, for the Zionists.
Yep.
So
yeah, that's right.
And particularly our black fellows here have got to wake up to what the truth is. But anyway, we just got to, I applaud the young people around the country that are throwing bricks and taking on the rednecks in the institutions and in the jails. But I say to them, more power and keep your heads up.
Yeah, I do too, brother. Now, we just got to keep punching, bros. We know what it's about.
Absolutely.
You know, these rat bags that run with the state, they're the real criminals here. You know, being complicit is worse than being, in many ways, worse than the act.
The black fellas in the legal services and the black fellas in the corporate bodies around this country, that they've got to take responsibility to get the custody raising from, you know, 1991 figures to what they are now.
That's right. We need a forensic audit on all these organisations.
Those organisations and what they contribute to the situation.
Yeah, what they've done. Let's have a look at their track records. And then you'll understand why there's one hell of a gap, you know, going on. Because of these frauds and hypocrites and people misrepresenting Aboriginal people. That's what it
is. One of the other things that I thought I'd remind you of today too, did you see the ABC last night about the amount of money being paid out on the class actions?
No.
See that? Well, it talks about all the, you know, the deaths in custody out of the Northern Territory and Queensland, where people got payments as low as $4,000, and the lawyers took home $50 to $100 million.
It's sickening, bros. Sickening.
And these are black barristers and black lawyers and other people who were involved in it. They multi-millionaires out of poor people's misery.
That's right.
All the class action service was those individual lawyers and the fund litigants. The funding organisations that fund the class action.
They just keep on robbing us, bros. Like, yeah, look at the Voice cost half a billion dollars.
Yeah.
Who got all that money? Where'd it go? What was the result of that? Yeah, good on them. They're disgusting. Yeah. Hope they get that what they deserve.
Yeah. So it's any wonder, brother, that we're in the condition that we're in.
That's right.
And it's any wonder in the condition that we're in.
And they'll never defeat us, bros. As long as there's one of us. They'll never defeat us. As long as there's one black fella talking about sovereignty, it's still alive, bros. And genocide, this country's guilty of genocide. There's no doubt about it. And according to the international law, there's no statute of limitations on genocide. No one's immune. And it's got universal jurisdiction. So take that on board, Oz, because you're guilty of everything that is defined as genocide according to that act. And who cares what your racist legal system says? Genocide is a crime, and you're guilty of it. And we're going to be playing that out at some stage in the international courts, whatever that's worth. And we'll never forget that. You know, we owe it to our ancestors. We owe it to this land, the spirit of this land, and we owe it to our children's children's children.
Yep.
Yeah. All right, brothers. Thanks for yarning to me today.
Look, I appreciate that, but they're the main things that I wanted to remind people about. And we'll just keep going with it, mate.
Just keep throwing rocks, bros.
Yep.
Keep throwing spears and keep throwing rocks.
Yep.
And we'll sooner or later it'll turn our way, because it's got to come our way, because our law is what's going to heal the place, isn't it? Their law won't. Their law is just violence and destructive. So you can't win on that law. You can only win with our law, and that's the law of the land.
Yep. You stay healthy.
You too, bros.
Yo.
Have fun out at Cunnamulla. Thanks for listening to a 3CR podcast. To listen to a full audio of Bunjil's Fire radio show, a historically informed critical analysis of Aboriginal affairs and the ongoing political movement for land rights, treaty, sovereignty and the cessation of genocide, go to 3cr.org.au/Bunjil's Fire. If you want to support independent black media on 3CR, please go to www.3cr.org.au for more information and to donate online.